You're listening to The Natural World. For KLCC, I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, November 30th, 11 a.m. Cottonwood Forest, floodplain of the lower Mackenzie River. A brief invasion of balmy air from the South Pacific has temporarily shrouded the valley beneath a silvery layer of light-diffusing haze. The sudden rise in temperature has reawakened some of the cold-blooded residents of the floodplain. Flying insects, so small that they almost go unnoticed, hover energetically above the leaf litter. Long-legged spiders scramble over the crunchy surface in search of prey. A Pacific chorus frog croaks half-heartedly. The Mackenzie River bends sharply northward a few hundred yards to my west. Centuries of meandering have deposited a deep, rich shelf of sandy silt, embracing numerous side channels that are alternately cut off and reconnected to the river as it rises and falls. Towering leafless black cottonwoods, some nearly 200 feet tall with trunks 5 feet in diameter, dominate. Cottonwoods need lots of light and have shallow root systems. Their tiny seeds require exceedingly moist, rich soils to germinate. Few other large trees can tolerate the sweeping dynamism of the floodplain. Cottonwood communities offer diverse and productive habitat for wildlife. Unlike the surrounding dense coniferous forests, cottonwoods allow filtered sunlight to penetrate the canopy. Their fallen leaves form a thick, nutrient-rich carpet during the winter months. This creates a productive nursery for numerous smaller deciduous trees, fruiting shrubs, and herbaceous plants, which in turn makes good nesting habitat for songbirds that migrate from the tropics. During the winter months, the leaf litter offers shelter to numerous creatures and a food source for ground-feeding birds like jays, robins, juncos, and towhees. The leaves on the crisp outer layer are protected from decay by the drying sun and wind. This brittle veneer will remain intact throughout the winter. Beneath the protective shield of superficial leaves, the bulk of autumn's cast-offs are composting into a slimy nutrient soup that supports a rich diversity of fungi, bacteria, and protists, along with a huge variety and abundance of invertebrates. The moist, matted leaves below have lost much of their structural integrity. Some have deteriorated into an intricate lacy netting of decay-resistant leaf veins. As I tease apart the leaves, the sharp, musty odor of decomposition is released, combined with the rounded, more pleasant smell of fresh mushrooms. The muddy soil below is riddled with tunneling upheaval. Shiny fungal strands cling to a decaying twig. The thick, pink, moist body of an earthworm glides past a window in the soil. A jewel-like, metallic purple beetle, the size of a pinhead, scurries over craggy peaks of wet soil. Its colorful, etched beauty seems a pointless extravagance in this shadowy subterranean world. This is KLCC's Natural World. If you have sightings or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, COONEY, at MSN.com.